I love this month of October for many reasons. This is a very spiritual month in the church. It's an inspiring month. And when I say inspiring, I mean spiritually inspiring. For me, it just lifts my spirit. And I think we all could use this month. It's a month filled with many great saints, for example. We began October with the feast of St. Thérèse, right? One of the most beloved saints, St. Thérèse the Little Flower, who taught us the spirituality of doing little things with great love. Such a simple saint, such a young saint, died at a very young age, at 24 years old, but still lived in a monastery, right? Not even out in the world, but still so many people are still inspired by this beautiful little saint, St. Thérèse. We also had in the beginning of this month the Feast of the Guardian Angels. And I think it's very comforting for us to know that each one of us has our very own appointed by God guardian angel to light and to guard and to rule and to guide us. It's very comforting to know. And I'm sure that if you dug around a little bit in your life, or maybe in the lives of the people that you know, you could come up with a guardian angel story or two. It's comforting to know that our guardian angels are at work watching over us. We just celebrated the Feast of St. Francis, right? Another beloved saint in our church, a powerful saint. Especially, he was such a wonderful example of manliness, what it means to be a man. And I think for the men of our parish, what a great example. I mean, he's there for women too, of course, but I mean such an inspiring saint. He was very rugged. He tamed a wild wolf. Come on, which men among us don't want to tame a wild wolf if we had the chance? Come on, fess up, guys. I want to. Maybe just me. At the end of the month, we have another popular saint, St. Jude. St. Jude, a powerful saint for what? Desperate cases or impossible cases, right? St. Jude, a lot of people have a deep devotion to St. Jude. His feast day is this month. And of course, our beloved St. John Paul II coming up on October 22nd. So many great saints, and they inspire us. All of these saints are meant to inspire us. And I encourage you, if you don't have a devotion to a particular saint, ask the Lord to send you a saint that could adopt you. Think about that, as your own saint that maybe you might get to know a little bit more, that could walk with you on your journey. I think that's so important for us to know that we have these heroic men and women of our faith that can inspire us. Who doesn't need to be inspired? Oh, I know, there's problems galore. You just have to turn on the news for 5 minutes. I need to be inspired, though. I'm not inspired by the news. Are you? No. I'm inspired by the holy men and women who have gone before us in faith, who can teach us about the love of Jesus, who have given their lives in service to our Lord. Many of them paid the ultimate price with their lives. It really keeps me from sniveling sometimes, you know. Oh, I, you know, get down about this or that or the other thing that's not working in my life. I need these saints. We need these saints. Besides this month being filled with great saints, the month of October has a special dedication, right? The church gives us the month of October as the month of Our Lady, under the title Our Lady of the Rosary. Our Lady of the Rosary. And this weekend, tomorrow actually, October 7th, it would be celebrated normally, if it wasn't a Sunday, as the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. So, this feast, where does it come from? Why do we have Our Lady of the Rosary? It's an interesting title, right? Well, it goes back to the year, specifically 1571. Now, there's not going to be a test about this, but I tell you this story. Anytime I tell stories from the pulpit, it's meant to inspire you. And this was a key moment in the history of Christianity in our church, right? It's when, on this day in 1577, there was a small number of Christians. They had a fleet of ships, a very small number. And there was this mighty Ottoman armada, right? These were the bad guys, this evil empire, we'll call them. And they were in the Gulf of Lepanto, and they were going to invade Europe. This was like the last stronghold. If they would have broken through this little small group of Christian ships and soldiers, they would have taken over much of Europe, and Christianity would have been wiped out in many, many ways. It would have been decimated. So this is, in 1571, this is a very important battle in our church. I don't want to overstate this, but if the evil Ottoman Empire was not defeated here at the Battle of Lepanto, things could be very different for us even to this day. But we won. The Christians defeated the evil Ottomans who were seeking to wipe out Christianity. That's what they were wanting to do, and they were very successful in doing so in many of their other battles. So this has also been known as the Our Lady of Victory. So that victory was seen as miraculous. Why? Because there were so few Christian ships in that Gulf. They should have lost, but they credit the intercession, the prayers to Our Lady. And the Pope at that time, he was Pope Pius V, and he called for a rosary crusade. Everybody said, pray the rosary. And even Christian soldiers, they were known to have fought in this battle. One hand was a sword and the other hand was a rosary. Right? Beautiful image of going into battle, even for us now. Now we don't need a physical sword, but we have the sword of truth, the breastplate of righteousness. And of course, we still have the rosary. It's a powerful weapon against the enemy. We need that. We need to wake up to that reality that we have these powerful means by which we can live our faith and grow in holiness. And so this month, this whole month became known as Rosary Month. It's dedicated to Our Lady, and it's obvious that the church is telling us something about the power of the rosary. And it's simple enough. It's simple enough that I can see a lot of young people, that even children can pray the rosary. Some of my fondest memories, my best memories with my family when I was growing up, and even other Catholic families, was getting together and praying the rosary. And I'd love to tell you sometime in great detail the many miracles that the rosary, through praying the rosary, has worked in my family's life and in my friend's life, how it got me through the seminary. Powerful prayer at our fingertips, and our children need to know the rosary. So I just want to emphasize that. It has a depth about it, but a simplicity. And as much as it's a simple prayer, at the same time, it's a very difficult prayer. Sometimes we can assume that simple equates to easy, but it can be difficult, it can be challenging. Why? Because sometimes it can become monotonous. Right? And there can be a weariness just over and over. And what happens when we do things over and over? Sometimes it becomes what? Boring. That's the temptation. That's the temptation. So it can be difficult to focus. But the monotony, the praying over and over, the reason why we want to do that is to imprint on our minds and our hearts the words of Our Lady, pointing to our Lord through the mysteries of the rosary. The rosary can teach us so much about the life of Christ in our world, in our church. And it can have calming effects in our hearts, our tired hearts and our minds. Again, I see so much turmoil in our world. If we could have people turn to the rosary. In my parish at St. Joan of Arc, we pray the rosary before Mass, at every Mass on Sunday. Why do we do that? It has a calming effect. Why? Because you're coming from, I don't know, some crazy thing out there that's going on in your life and work, at school. You come here. It's meant to focus you. What are we here for? What are we about? Oh, yeah, that's right. I came to pray. The rosary has that way of laser, focusing us like a laser on what is really important. And so after a while, we pray maybe the first decade, and you're off somewhere in Pluto. I don't know where you're at. You're thinking about something at home, at work, your family, all kinds of things. The second mystery, some of those things are starting to slip away. What was I worried about again? What am I praying for? This is how it works in my life. I don't know if it works that way in your life, but slowly, as I pray the rosary, and I pray the rosary just before Mass myself, just to focus me. Why am I here? Who am I about to receive? And things crept up like, oh, there's people I need to forgive. There's people I need to ask forgiveness from. That's right, Lord. There are things that I have failed to do, things I need to work on. The rosary just brought me right here. So as I said, it can slowly etch and sear into our hearts. And for those of you who've prayed the rosary long enough, you know, I've seen this so many times in the hospital too. Somebody will be taking their last breath. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody die. I have seen many times people, their last breath. You know what oftentimes I see? The last breath? They're praying to Our Lady, the Hail Mary. I hope those are the words that are on my lips on my last breath. Wouldn't that be great? I've also seen words, they weren't the last words on people. People who were in fear, not sure where they were going, terrified, holding on to that last breath in agony. Terrified. Not so when I see people praying the rosary, families gathered around their loved one as they are preparing to meet God in the next life. Such an important moment. I can't emphasize that enough. I've seen that time and time again in people's lives in those crucial moments. And we've heard stories. You've all heard stories about people who are cradle Catholics. They've grown up their whole life going to catechism class, you know, but then in their late teens or whatever, their young adult, they just dropped out of the church. We've heard those tragic stories. And then, you know, they live this wild life and all of a sudden their life hits the wall and everything crumbles, right? And they get one setback after another and then they're feeling lost and afraid in that moment. They have a decision to make. They're at a crossroads in their life to go back to the faith of their youth, of their childhood, or to continue down the path of destruction. I've heard about people who have seen others praying the rosary, or maybe in their hearts remember the rosary of their youth, or they heard it when they were remembered when they were a child, and they're shocked that they could recall those prayers that they haven't prayed for years. And all of a sudden, it just comes right back to their mind and their heart. Our Lady, through praying the rosary, has led countless millions back to the Lord. Why? Because the rosary, even as a child, it's one of those prayers that can just etch itself, can just imprint itself on our hearts and our minds and last us throughout our lifetime. That's why we need to teach our children the rosary. To pray the rosary, whether they like it or not. I remember I didn't always like to pray the rosary. Get in here, Junior. It's time to pray. I don't want to pray. I would rather go outside and play. All my friends are playing. I remember that. No, we got to pray the rosary. And then, you know, by the end, you know, I remember praying for Grandma and Grandpa and all my aunts and uncles and friends and people. You know, and it's just all that came together. And I remember that on my knees with my family. I had one of those big, giant wooden rosaries that I think this one up here belonged to Father Pete and his family. How many generations of people prayed that rosary that's hanging on the hands of Our Lady up there? I think Father Pete might have shared that story with you. So powerful. So we have to give our children the means to pray. In time of crisis, how are they going to find their way back to God when you're not here? Some have argued that teaching young children to rattle off these prayers is nonsensical or it's meaningless. Well, it can have a spiritual effect on young people too. In the scriptures it says in Psalm 8, "Your majesty is praised above the heavens. On the lips of children and of babes you have found praise to foil your enemy and silence the foe and the rebel." Do you hear that? Our sacred scriptures, the word of God tells us that from the lips of children, God is impacted. Young people have a power when they pray to impact God in a unique way. Teach your children to pray the rosary. As the Rosary brought about that miraculous victory in 1571, when that little armada of Christian boats were out there against this massive empire of Ottoman ships, and they defeated them. There was no reason they should have defeated them. Logically, they were outnumbered. They should have just been wiped out, but they weren't. And it's because of Our Lady interceding for them and their faith in Our Lady, the power of praying, our church and our world is, we are in a messy state. Wake up. Wake up. It's a mess. Our culture. Just look at what happened today. I mean, granted, a Catholic was confirmed, the next just